Here it is coming up to 7:45 on the 14th of June. Don't forget, Dad, tomorrow, Father's Day. In the meantime, let's talk to another dad here this morning. Ted Farrell from Haskell's has another wine chat. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this almost London-esque day?
It is, and it has been. Hearing the rain falling through my gutters a lot lately, and which is a good thing. Yeah, but it's greening things up. I'm trying to look at the bright side here, Ted. It's greening things up.
I was going to say, I think we gooched it last week when we talked about we think summer's finally here. Yeah, right. So I'll take the blame for this one.
All right, it was you all along. All right, what are we going to be chatting about today?
Well, today, you know, it's obviously Father's Day tomorrow, and, you know, Dad is always that trooper in the family, but often neglected, and, you know, it's always the old standard, run out, maybe go buy Dad a tie, but I think I'm the only guy who still wears a tie in downtown Minneapolis these days. Everything's so work casual, so you throw that idea out. So we kind of thought at Haskell's what you should do. You know, obviously you can do, you know, certain wines and all that type of stuff, but really what you kind of want to do, in my humble opinion, for Father's Day is sort of give an experience. And that experience, yes, will include some wine and some beverages, but just the overall experience where it's something to talk about rather than just here's a present. So, you know, if your father is a martini drinker, you know, just don't clunk a bottle of gin down. Maybe go procure some other, all the concoctions that go into it, whether it is a little bit of vermouth and the olives, maybe you get a little mixy cup for them to shake and stir that. You know, the other thing for years and years, my father always recommended for a great gift is to do a bottle of wine. And one bottle of wine, it's a great feature, is called Terrace's Cabernet that we have on our Buy One, Get One program. Great, great old California cab. I mean, proper Napa Valley cab. One of the pioneers in the Napa scene was Wayne Hogue, who started up the Terraces. Interesting thing about the Terraces is that name is literally derived from the terraces that in 1890 they carved directly into the mountainside. So it's a, you know, you look and it almost looks pyramid-esque as far as the terraces that they had to cut into the mountainside, plant these vines. So they're very old, very rich wines, but I mean, fantastic Cabernet. And, you know, you do a buy one, get one. Maybe you want to keep one for yourself and give one to Dad, but it's a great California crab and just a wonderful expression of the fruit. And again, buying a little bit of history, but more importantly, what he always preached was make it a little special. You know, maybe add on, and it's so simple, a little recipe on top of that bottle to make it special, you know, whether it is a steak recipe or whatever. You know, make it more individual. Make it, you know, just a simple little note card, attach it to that bottle. Or, quite frankly, maybe sneak off to the farmer's market or something like that to purchase a couple of the steaks. So when you show up, you can sit down and have that experience of cracking open the bottle of wine and enjoying it. Same thing if you are down at the farmer's market, maybe if your dad likes a daiquiri or a mojito or whatever, it's a great time to stock up on those things. You give them all the ingredients, you sit down, you can make those drinks, and it really makes it extra special, and it's just something to talk about. The big experience, though, I'd like to push and talk about as well, is coming up on July 19th is our Bacchus Wine and Beer Cruise on the St. Croix River. And what a great way, for about $85, you can take your father out on the river. Everything's kind of squared up and taken care of. We board at about 11:30. The boat leaves properly at noon. They don't hesitate with that. We have to get going on that noon. Is a very hard start. But then there's three levels to the boat. The bottom level is wine, and there's several wines to choose from. I think overall there's about 40 wines to choose from. So you can walk around and you're just tasting wines of the world. So, you know, it's a great way to see a few old favorites, but also a great way to experience some new ones. And then on the second level of the boat, there's all kinds of cocktails, different local distillates. Guys will be making a few cocktails. It's kind of an interesting way to really try things out and enjoy it. It's a fun way, again, to try new items, you know, think that our industry is changing so much with different additions of new spirits and local spirits, you know, things from abroad that are coming in, and it's a great way to step up. The top and final floor of the cruise is our beer level, and there's all kinds of craft beers across the board. All the local folks, whether it's Surly or whatever, are sitting there pouring their beer. So beer is your father's thing. That is a great way to express. There are some of the THC beverages coming in, and that's a whole different gamut to deal with. But, I mean, it's a fun way to get out and really enjoy all those types of wine. There is a lunch served on it, so you don't have to worry about doing that. But, again, the wines that are on there are so fun. We always have a few sparkling wines, some Proseccos to start the day out, even a new Cremant de Bourgogne that we have coming in, but we just received in some Cremant de Bourgogne from our old friends Louis Bouillot, and the rosé is back in stock, and we'll be serving some of that down there. But it's a great way to bring your dad around and bring other friends too. There's lots of room on that cruise. It's so fun and exciting. We do several other cruises through the year as well, in August and in September as well. But the July cruise, you know, we generally have great weather, and even if we don't have great weather, the boat itself is all enclosed except the upper deck, even though it's covered. So if there is some weather like today, you know, there's no problems. We, you know, steam right ahead. The boat leaves. It's so fun. The guys out in Stillwater, you park right there. It's in downtown Stillwater, and a three-hour cruise up and down the St. Croix River, which is always fun. You know, you kind of just stare at you know, the different houses, you see the boats going by, and you sit and enjoy a little bit of wine. And, you know, we've had some friends that actually were on the Good Neighbor tour, Danny, that show up to the... So we have a father-son duo that keeps on showing up on the cruises, and we relive some of those great Sonoma tours that we did years and years ago. So it's definitely a great thing for people to come out and try. And again, the most important thing is you're trying new things and you're enjoying new things. And again, making that an experiential deal rather than, you know, here's a gift, enjoy that. But you just, it's fun. The lunches are wonderful. The people are just fantastic on there. Might be a few prizes to give away, but for $85, I'd argue there's no better way to spend a little money here in the great state of Minnesota and enjoying some things. So always think about that Bacchus Beer Cruise starting up in July 13th, or it's 13th if I'm not 19th, sorry. Buy the tickets now, give it to Dad tomorrow. You'll be all squared up and ready to go. Yeah. Also, a little friendly reminder too, that we have, if grilling is your thing as well, we do have, this is the last weekend of the grilling packet of the 6 for $60. So six wines that we procured. And if you're going to grill, I mean, it's a great thing to pick that up, run that over to someone's house, throw it over to Dad's house, maybe fire up the grill yourself and start doing some grilling and enjoy that 6 for $60. There's all kinds of wines in there to choose from, as far as Pinot Noirs, Grenaches, you know, Chardonnays. There's a little rosé d'Anjou. I know it's not the best rosé weather right now, Denny, but, you know, we can soldier through that, and wine makes it all very bearable and very doable without a drought.
Oh, absolutely. What a great idea for Dad. I mean, if I could drop a hint now, I will take a belated Father's Day gift. And you said, what, July 19th?
Yeah, it begins, right? You know, we start boarding at 11:30, and the boat takes off promptly at noon. And then we're off for 3 hours up and down the St. Croix River. And even on some of those really wickedly hot days that we do get, you wouldn't know it by what we have currently. You know, there is kind of a microclimate right there on the St. Croix River where it's always a little bit cooler and a little bit more refreshing. It's wide open. You get a nice breeze. Again, you sample all those wines. Bring Dad out. Enjoy it. You sit. Again, three different levels. The first level is all wine. The second level is spirits, different things to taste. Some of our private select whiskeys. If Dad likes a little bit of whiskey, there's a lot of private barrels selections. We have a few mixy drinks, but then, you know, finish off the rest of the cruise with a nice cold beer up on top of just enjoying a leisurely cruise up and down the St. Croix River is just a sight to be seen and something to do, and then making it a little bit more special as far as, you know, rather than just clunking the gift down or here you go, Dad, here's a, you know, a tray of golf balls that you'll lose in the woods when you play golf. Here's a lovely cruise that everybody can go to and have a really terrific time with.
Ted, I'm anticipating some questions from listeners about how to get tickets. How do they arrange for tickets? How do they contact Haskell's about that?
Well, there's two ways they can go about it. They can go right on our website, register and sign up for that, make it easy. Or you can stop in any one of the Haskell stores to purchase that. And you can select which month you want, but you can come in. It's always ready and available at Haskell's.com as far as a little thing up there. Or you can do it right in any of the 10 stores throughout the metro area. You can just go in, sign up for it right there, take care of it. And then, you know, the nice thing is with all this electronic stuff that I can't understand, it's done. You're set up. Don't need a hard ticket. It's all taken care of. You know, they plug you through some website thing, Denny, that I won't try to explain, that you're all registered. No tickets needed. Just arrive with Dad and, you know, bring Mom along too, and then just have a wonderful afternoon out on the St. Croix River.
Outstanding. Sounds great. I know we've got a couple of minutes to go on the show, Ted, and I'm not sure if you have more other things to say. I just have a real quick question from a listener via text.
Oh, look forward to it.
Quickly, they're going to be grilling both, they're shish kebabs now, both chicken and steak, they said. Can I use one wine for both? I think it's a good question.
Oh, that's a really good one, yes. And, you know, yes, you can just use one wine for that. You know, even though there's those old deals where chicken, you maybe want to serve a white wine, or, you know, with steak, you know, it always has to be red. That isn't the case at all. You want something a little bit universal, though, something a little bit lighter that, you know, won't overpower the chicken. I would personally do either Pinot Noir. Lovely Pinot Noir stands up so well to steak, but it also glides right along with the chicken. Or, you know, a great thing to do would be a Cote de Rhone, a lovely little blend of Grenache, Syrah, a little bit of Mourvèdre. And the best thing about those Cote de Rhone's, most of them are under $15, so they're very affordable, very enjoyable, but will go well with that the kebab, especially if, you know, if you put a little spice on it. I would maybe go the Rhone way, and if it's a little bit more on the softer, bland side, I'd say do that any Pinot Noir. We have a Hitch Pinot Noir that's a buy one, get one. Just a terrific little California Pinot, so easy to drink, so wonderful. And when you're out there grilling those kebabs, you'll just truly enjoy a little red wine with that.
Yeah, I think my thoughts went to a Rhone right away. But I tell you what, Ted, for those folks maybe want to know more about the trip, they want to buy Dad maybe a couple of beers or wine, whatever the case may be, let's talk about Haskell's. Where do we find Haskell's?
You are correct, Denny. For 90 years, Haskell's has been taking care of Minnesota's needs on Father's Day and all the other days throughout the year as well. We have many metro locations that take care of your needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekend. We have a Haskell's at the Ridgedale Shopping Center right across the north side of 394. We have a Haskell's in Highland Village. In St. Paul, we also have a Haskell's down in Bloomington in Lomans Plaza. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior right on the lake. If you're going to go out to maybe enjoy a little Lake Minnetonka, stop by the Haskell's there, or even stop by the restaurant and have a burger. You could always go to Haskell's White Bear Lake. There's a Haskell's in Stillwater. Haskell's down in Faribault right off of 35. There's a Haskell's if you're headed up north right off of Plymouth, but also our supercellar in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. Load up, Dad. Get those tickets taken care of. And if you can't do any of that, you can always stop by 24/7 Haskell's.com. You can search the worlds of the wines at your fingertips or place that order for that cruise ticket.
Boy, it sounds great. By the way, Ted, happy Father's Day tomorrow and to all the dads at Haskell's.
To you as well, Denny, and everybody have a great, fun, and safe Father's Day from the guys at Haskell's.
Very good. Talk to you next week, Ted.
Okay, look forward to it, Denny.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's.